Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 25, 1806. A hero's welcome. In St. Louis, on September 23, 1806, 1,000 people stood on the bank of the Missouri and cheered the Corps of Discovery as they paddled to shore. 28 months after their departure, the Corps had returned. They had traveled over 8,000 miles from St. Louis to the Pacific Ocean and back again. They had endured trials of every kind, near starvation, grizzly attacks, unbearable cold, dangerous storms, neck-breaking rapids, and debilitating illness. In all their adventures, the Corps lost only one man, Sergeant Charles Floyd. His death, most likely from appendicitis, would have been inevitable even in the best hospitals of the time. The Corps avoided, for the most part, violent conflict with the Indian tribes they encountered. They established friendly relations with many of the tribes, even returning east with the intrepid Mandan chief Shaheke, so that he could meet President Jefferson. The men saw natural riches beyond the wildest imaginations of those who waited at home. Buffalo, elk, deer, vast unsettled expanses of land, and millions of beaver. The men of the Corps also brought back a wealth of scientific information, including Captain Lewis's careful descriptions of 178 plants and 122 species and subspecies of animals new to science. On the day of the return of the expedition to St. Louis, Captain Clark writes,
"We rose early, took the chief to the public store and furnished him with some clothes, etc. Took an early breakfast with Colonel Hunt and set out. Descended to the Mississippi and down that river to St. Louis, at which place we arrived about 12 o'clock. We suffered the party to fire off their pieces as a salute to the town. We were met by all the village and received a hearty welcome from its inhabitants. And here I found my old acquaintance, Major W. Christie, who had settled in this town in a public line as a tavern keeper. He furnished us with storerooms for our baggage, and we accepted of the invitation of Mr. Peter Chouteau and took a room in his house. We paid a friendly visit to Mrs. Chouteau and Mr. August Chouteau and some of our old friends this evening. As the post had departed from St. Louis, Captain Lewis wrote a note to Mr. Hay and Cahoka to detain the post at that place until 12 tomorrow, which was rather later than his usual time of leaving it."
For the next few days, Clark and the rest of the Corps enjoyed the pleasures of their newfound fame. The men were celebrated with everything from fancy dinners to free rounds in the local taverns. And as they ate and drank and made merry, they began the important task of spreading the word of the wonders of the American West. Tomorrow, a great leader's demise.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. This Final Week, written by Joan Hughes, who drew some historic material from Undaunted Courage by Stephen Ambrose. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at ypradio.org.